Coming up this week on Expedition Retirement, brought to you by Golden Reserve. One of the reasons that your 401k may not be keeping up with the market. The tail end of the baby boom generation may have a little challenge here going into retirement. And a retirement lesson from the show Seinfeld. All of that coming up on today's Expedition Retirement.
This is Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve.
We think of retirement as a mountain, right? You work your way up the mountain, you save, you work hard, and you have a certain advice that gets you to the top. But when you get to the top, everything changes.
Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
And hello again. Welcome to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler of Golden Reserve. You can find us online at getyourroadmap.com, and we hope that you do. If it's time to talk about your retirement, we are here to help. We are here to listen. Phil Huff, one of our retirement planners here at Golden Reserve, is going to be joining us today as well. Greg, how are you doing?
You know, Rand, I'm doing pretty good. I've taken on the New Year's resolutions, so haven't drank any booze since, you know, the beginning of January. I actually cut out coffee somewhat accidentally.
Wow.
Over the last couple weeks. So I am just, you know, trying to figure out how much credits I can build going into summer and football season. But, you know, it's funny. You think, oh, you're healthier, you're going to lose all this weight. You're not drinking. You're not obviously drinking coffee in the mornings. But my wife decided that she's going to pick up a new hobby, bread baking. So now I have freaking loaves. I don't know if you've ever done – I've never seen better. My mom didn't cook homemade bread or anything like that. So they have like yeast. They have to feed it. It's like sourdough. They're up at like 5 in the morning. So she's angry making loaves of bread. And I'm kind of like, is this really worth it?
Yeah, but the whole house smells like fresh bread. There's nothing better than warm, fresh bread.
She made homemade bagels, which were so good. So it's like – you know, I think I'm getting fatter. I'm actually getting less healthy. I'm cutting all these bad things out of my life, and I'm just replacing them with carbs. I'm just eating bread for every – just bread with everything. I mean, because what do you do with 8 loaves of bread? There's only I have my wife, myself, an 11-year-old, and 2 3-year-olds. You can only consume so much bread. And when you make these things, you're making like 5 or 6 huge sourdough, like, rolls. So it's like – I don't know what to do. I'm making French toast. There's blueberry sourdough French. I mean, it is. People are coming over. My wife, I mean, we're the weird family now giving loaves of bread away. That's who we are. It's like, we should, here's a loaf of bread. People just look at you like, thanks, I guess. Like, I mean, that's who we are. We're the bread people.
Instead of a lemonade stand, you're going to have a bread stand out in front of your house. I love it. Phil, can you match that? Have you broken all your New Year's resolutions yet?
You know, ours is every year is spending more time outside, which is really hard in the beginning of the year in Ohio. But now weather's breaking a little bit, so we've been able to get outside, do some hiking. It's been fantastic. So maybe going the healthy route rather than eating more carb route.
I love it. Okay. All right. Well, we are here to talk about you, your retirement, and getting ready for it. And that's what Golden Reserve does, handling it from a lot of different aspects that you probably haven't even thought about. And we'll go through each and every one of them today. So most of us have a 401k, and when you look at your 401k, you look to see, is it up? Is it down? Well, that usually is all people look at. Maybe you dig one level deeper and you say, well, what did the market do and what did I do? And a lot of times you have your money in something like an index fund that's supposed to mirror the market, and then you find you're not doing as well as the market, and you go, well, what's the deal with that? Well, we kind of have an idea about that. The original Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, we've been playing clips from his interview, and he kind of hit it right on the head and what you might know about.
You can't beat the market. It doesn't work, especially when you deduct all the fees, the commissions, and also the taxes from short-term trading. So let's say a hedge fund returns 15% 1 year. Say, well, that's pretty good, right? But after they take their 2% manager fee, 20% performance bonus, right? Suddenly, it's not even beating the S&P 500, and that's in a good year. Most of the time, they don't even beat it without their fees.
All right. So, Greg, this is why we have the fee filter at Golden Reserve to find out how much you're paying in fees. What is the reaction when you run these numbers for people? Do they look at it and their eyes pop out? Do they get angry immediately? What are they seeing?
I think they do. You know, I want to take a second, though, and let's think about the system in which we're playing in. Your money is literally locked away with no keys in a 401k. You have no option. So for 30 years, let's say you start putting money in your 401k at 22, you're not allowed to touch it. You have no control over what provider your employer chooses. and they can charge whatever fees they want. And, you know, it's not just the 401k fees, Randy. I think what people miss out on is the investments in the 401k pillage your returns. And I think that is the scam on top of the scam, right? When people are saying, what do you do in these 401ks? Like, where do you go? You can't take your money out, right? Like, you don't have any liberty. So you've literally taken your largest financial asset. It's usually their 401k. Most people's largest financial asset is their 401k. And you've taken the key and you've thrown it away until you're 59. They know that. They know that there's no real accountability that the users are of their 401k plan have. I mean, what do? You got to quit your job and go find another, you know, job that has a 401k provider you like. And how do you even know what assets they have? I mean, how many people when they're interviewing say, so walk me through the fee ratios of your 401k? Like, nobody. So this is a complete easy fish in the barrel game for the financial industry where they can just load up fees. I said this before. I think I have a 0.5% fee for my money to be in cash in our 401k. It's embarrassing, but there's no other options. You know, and we've done a lot of obviously shopping. We do this for a living, and that's just the way the game is played. And they make trillions off of these 401k plans. That's why the government has been pushing so hard to keep people from being able to take them out. Like, we get a lot of government, you know, and I'm sure Phil will touch on this a little bit, but there's a lot of government pushback now of saying, oh, no, no. You need to keep your money in the 401ks. Don't use those other companies. Don't use other companies. Keep your money in these systems that are completely not flexible, highest levels of fees, and you have nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's lunacy. Of course, people are leaving 401ks when they leave their plans because they want the ability to actually control that fee. And that's what the fee filter does. I guess, Phil, I mean, what's your experience with 401ks?
You know, those fees can add up. And, you know, if you look online, it kind of flows from somewhere between 0.5%, as high as 2% is the gauge of what's that average fee for these 401ks. So putting numbers to it, I mean, over a 30, 40 year working career, that can equate to $200,000-$300,000 in fees, times the billions of workers that are contributing to these plans. And that's not even accounting for the retirement aspect. So these fees do eat away at accounts. And like you said, it's an area where the industry has found a niche to lock money in. You know, the government with the Secure Act is focusing more on automatic contributions, forcing folks to contribute into these plans and keep it in there longer.
So, Randy, I guess everyone at home saying, that's great, guys. These sound like they suck. What can we do? Right? Like, these sound terrible. Well, at the end of the day, your employer is contributing to them. So, like, while we're banging on the 401ks, there are benefits, right? You know, you could be getting a 3% match, a dollar-for-dollar match, different things like that, which means instant 100% return on your money, right? Like, you can't get that anywhere. So that's great. So there are some benefits of the 401k, but here's what I'm telling you. When you get to that finish line, start controlling the controllables. When you get to the point where you can take an in-service distribution, which means some companies and some plans let you take money out of your plan while you're still working, ask that question. Ask, can I take this money out and put it in my own personal private plan? Because if you can, obviously that's a win to get money out of these fee traps. But what we say is at the end of the day, when you do retire, get them out, right? Like, get your money out of here and use someone that isn't charging, obviously, these astronomical percentage fees where, you know, our fee filter, Randy, will show you what, you know, whether it be a 401k or even a financial advisor who's picking investments that could be expensive or charging 1% or 2% to, quote unquote, manage their money. The fee filter breaks that down, Randy. It shows people exactly what they're paying and how much and what's coming out of your accounts every year. And then from there, you can say, is it worth it? Am I beating the market net fees? Am I beating the market before fees? Am I getting any other services? And that's what the fee filter is built to do, Randy. It's an educational tool for you to kick the tires. Your financial advisor will never know. Your 401k provider will never know that we ran the analysis, and we do it at no cost for all of the retirees that come to meet us, Randy.
Well, this is one of the things that Greg and Phil have showed us all along is when you start to look at this in more than a one-year basis, when you look over 10, 20, 30 years even, and you see $200,000 is going to somebody else. That's my retirement money, and it could go into your pocket. Let's see what we can do about that. That's what one of the things that we do on the Roadmap for Retirement is run the fee filter for everybody who walks through the door. We're going to talk about markets, and we're going to talk about investments. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but knowing how much money is going out of your account is very, very important. Let's do that analysis for you. You can give us a look on our website, getyourroadmap.com. Get getyourroadmap.com. Start right there, or 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Okay, so I fall into this category, apparently. Baby boomers who are at the tail end of the baby boom, if you were born from 1960 to 1964. And they're actually calling them now the Beatlemania boomers. So I have a new label. That's wonderful. Well, here's an interesting fact. When we went through the recession, the 2008 Great Recession, that happened to us in our late 40s, early 50s. And that is a vital time in your employment because you're probably making as much money as you're ever going to make at that point. So we took a huge hit at a vital time in our career. So that is a little bit of a retirement lesson to us because, Phil, we know that as you get into retirement, taking a hit in the market right at the early stages of your retirement is not a good thing. It can have lasting effects through your entire retirement, can it?
That's right. It's the worst time to take a loss is your first year of retirement. And it's called sequence of returns risk. If you take those losses early, it makes a big impact on you throughout retirement.
So, Greg, one of the things we talk about in our market flashlight is having an immediate look at how much risk you have in your portfolio. And at toward retirement, you want to dial back that risk.
I think this is an interesting dynamic, right? When people, you know, lose money or make money, you know, there's this psychology, right? Everyone seems to forget their losses and attach to their wins. Mm-hmm. Why does Vegas exist, right? Mm-hmm. No one ever consistently wins, right? Like, everybody knows that, right? Like, you're going to lose. The more you play, the more fountains you build at these casinos. So when we think about the market, you know, I think it's a coping mechanism where we say, well, but, you know, I made a bunch of money last year. How does that really affect your retirement? And are we chasing returns for just chasing return's sake, or do we really need these amounts of obviously percentage points on the back end to actually make it through retirement? And the answer is almost universally, we do not. We're driving 95 miles an hour when we could be going 35 miles an hour. And when we crash, I know everyone's like, well, I did great the last 10 years. Well, great. And then if you're the person that doesn't do great, which happens about every decade, your retirement's literally ruined. And we saw that obviously in 2000. We saw it in 08, 09. Some of these new financial advisors have never been through a crash. They literally have been living in the heyday. They think that the money always goes up, Randy. That's the hilarious part about it, right? They think that no matter what happens. And what's happening now is for the first time, the economy's slowing down. You know, interest rates went up, so deals went down. And now we're starting to see some interesting, you know, everyone say, well, the stock market's doing great. The reason that companies are actually still doing okay isn't because they're doing better. They've made a ton of cuts. They have fired so many MBAs and tech folks that they've right-sized their companies, which means that there's not more business happening. They've just laid off a bunch of people, which has allowed them to maintain certain profit margins because of their lack of additional sales and growth. So that's not a good thing. That is usually not a good thing in economy. Now, am I saying we're going to crash? I don't know. You know, maybe flip a coin, right? But at the end of the day, our market flashlight isn't about whether or not you should be in the stock market. It's about how much you have in the stock market, right? Like, that's the difference. Like, listen, at the end of the day, it's your choice. If you want to play the ponies, we can't tell you what to do. We could tell you that if you're going to put all your money in the stock market, we're not the right fit for you. That's not what we do, right? We build plans so that people can enjoy their retirement consistently, predictably. When we run the market flashlight, Randy, it's very clear how much risk they have, not just in as a percentage, hey, 70, 80% at risk, but what happens if 2000 happens again, 2008, 9, 2022, what would you lose in dollars with your current holdings? And that is the eye opener. You know, Phil, when you break this down, what do people say? What do people want? I think the internet lies so much about what's really going on. I find that most people don't really want the risk.
I mean, the only thing people truly want is to not run out of money, right? That's the big concern. And the industry and media has done a great job of telling people they need an X amount return or X amount saved for retirement. But like you said, most folks that we sit down with don't need to take on that 95 mile per hour risk. So the market flashlight can be eye opening. We ran hundreds of these last year, and about 4 out of 5, 80% of folks were taking on more risk than what they were thinking they were taking on.
So when you sit down with people, what do they usually settle upon? Is it a 80-20, 80% of my money is going to be kind of in a conservative, safe place that gives me income, and 20% on the ponies, as Greg would say? What do you usually see?
I mean, I think everybody would take, if we could have 100% guaranteed and know we're not going to run out of money, then we'd take that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it's based on how much, what type of return do we need? What type of income do we need in retirement? But if we can be safe and still accomplish and do all the things we want to do in retirement, that's what we're going to do.
Well, the Market Flashlight is a part of every retirement roadmap here, and we would love to have that opportunity to talk to you about it. You may know how much you have at risk right now. Maybe you're going the 60-40 rule or whatever, you know, the internet says, and these are guidelines and might not be exactly right for you. Let's find out what customize your plan and what is right for you. Here's our number. Here's our website, getyourroadmap.com. We'll run that roadmap for you at no charge. You can also give us a call, 855-546-2074, 855-546-2074. We'll take a break, come right back. What can we learn about retirement from George on Seinfeld? That's coming up next.
After 30 years of working and worrying, are you still worrying about losing money in retirement? You've earned the right for your retirement and investments to be predictable and, quite frankly, boring. While your life with friends and family should be the exciting part, we see folks using the same financial advisor that got them to retirement in retirement. The problem is that same advisor usually means the same risky and overly expensive investments, too, with fees. You need to know what accounts can go backwards and by how much. That's why we run a Market Flashlight for every retiree we meet. It shows what's at risk and what that means in real dollars when the market crashes again. That way you decide how much is at risk, not your financial advisor. To learn more about our Market Flashlight and other retirement tools and how we can protect and guide you down retirement mountain, go to getyourroadmap.com. That's getyourroadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. Phil Huff, one of our retirement planners, is here today as well. And I found out both these guys are big Seinfeld fans, so I hit a home run on this one. Over the years, Seinfeld's given us a lot of different catchphrases that we use in culture, and this is certainly one of them.
It signals, Jerry, it signals, don't you?
I played that and everybody was snapping their fingers back and forth just like George. All right, Greg, you big Seinfeld fan? Did you, like watch every episode and know all the lines?
I wasn't a huge Seinfeld fan, but I definitely appreciate Seinfeld. I definitely watched the classics. If it was on, I'd watch it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a diehard because it was ending, I think, right in my high school years, or maybe I think it was wrapping up maybe when I was in college. But it was fantastic. It was genius. Obviously, it was one of the best sitcoms of all time. And some of those, a show about nothing, right? Yep. I mean, it was awesome.
Phil?
So I missed it when it was original.
Okay.
Too young for it. But when it came back and now it's on Netflix and you can watch every episode, I've spun back around. So they recaptured us with their royalties and their time on air.
There you go. All right. So the reason that George was saying, you got to pick up on the signals, Jerry, his girlfriend was trying to send him some signals and he wasn't picking up on it. Greg, talk to me about the stock market and people trying to pick up on the signals that are going on out there and trying to guess what's going to happen. It's kind of a fool's errand, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a guy sacrificing a chicken on MSNBC today. I think someone's looking at the lunar moon tomorrow. I think someone is, you know, obviously looking. I think they have a tea leaf reading on, you know, obviously Fox Business on Saturdays. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Like, if people knew where the stock market was going and they could figure out timing the stock market, it would be a different place to live, right? Because people would pay these people, these soothsayers, mm-hmm. you know, the fortune tellers of the world, the obviously big bucks to time it. And that's just not how it works. I mean, that's just not where the market ever goes. And I think, you know, when I wrote Fire Your Financial Advisor, this was the aha moment. Like, we're paying someone to effectively guess with our life savings. And that doesn't feel very good, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't feel right to say, I'm not getting any other services than a call on my birthday. And I'm going to pay this person 1.5% of my life savings every year, which is $1 million, 15 grand every year. And who knows how much my investments cost, maybe another 50 bips, 100 bips, so another 10 or 15 grand. To cross their fingers and hope the market cooperates. And if it doesn't, then they just say, sit tight, stay the course. And if it does, they take all the credit. Like, it feels like an economist or a weatherman, right? Like, they don't ever have to be right. They just have to be there. And I don't like that, Randy. It doesn't feel good. It didn't feel good. That's why we wrote the book and said, you know, it should be about services, like do stuff. Like we do tax returns. We do tax maps. We do obviously legal documents. We do stuff. Like that's the whole idea of being a retirement planner. That's why we say you don't need a financial advisor. You're not a trillionaire. You don't need someone staring at stock graphs, which, by the way, they're not. They're not actively – if you think someone's actively managing your money at Edward Jones, I got something to tell you, right? Like it ain't happening. The sad part, Randy, is that it can cost people their life savings, and it could really compromise your retirement. I guess when you have people that are DIYers or when you have obviously the folks that are really focused on returns, how do you manage them? I mean it's hard to unwind all the damage done by the internet.
Definitely. And it's about like, what is real? And there's this misinterpretation when, you know, if you have a financial advisor and they're really well off, that they are making those right decisions. And it's like, or are they just charging 2% on a couple hundred clients and they make a lot of money by doing that? Because the reality is they're not beating the market.
So do people look to you? Do they walk in and they say, well, you're the financial guy, Phil. What's the market going to do? And you got to kind of, as Greg said, unwind that and say, that's not really why you're here. You're here for us to figure out what you've got, where we're going to put it, and make sure it lasts for 30 years.
That's right. Investments are more or less a commodity now, right? The investment side isn't as important as picking. It's follow index funds. Almost everybody says it. Mm-hmm. Now, the big thing is about the other variables. Let's control our market risk. Let's make sure we're saving on taxes, protecting from long-term care. Like Greg said, it's doing stuff. That's the thing that actually protects you in retirement, not picking the hot stock, because when you try to, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. You should just follow the index and get all these other services and benefits.
Well, Randy, I mean, that's a scary place to be for financial advisors across the country, right? Because if they can't pick stocks anymore, what's their value, right?
Go.
If you're not picking investments, because if you're writing an index, you're not doing anything. You know, you could go buy an index tomorrow on Fidelity or obviously Schwab, Vanguard, whatever, and it costs almost nothing and you can ride the index. So why do you need a financial advisor if they don't provide any other services, which is why we wrote fire your financial advisor, mm-hmm. right? I mean, because there's no services. If you're not doing things to help protect their life savings and you're all investment centric, and now they're selling you index funds, you're kind of scratching your head saying, what am I paying you 1% for again? Yeah. Other than, you know, a nice maybe dinner at the end of the year and a call on my birthday?
So we will show you what those services are if you give us a call or give us a look on the website, getyourroadmap.com. Easy, getyourroadmap.com. Or you can call us at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We do that at no charge. All right, so we've talked about income in the past, and we've talked about many different ways to get to that income. One of them is using an annuity. And of course, then you say that word, and people's eyebrows go up and say, oh, I've heard bad things. Well, some people put that to the test. So they took people and they put them in a room, and they said, okay, we're going to talk about developing income in your retirement, and we're going to talk about using an annuity. And immediately, all the negative feelings started coming up. Well, they took another group of people, put them in a room and said, we're going to talk about income today and we're going to talk about how to get that income. And they used all the different ways and the things that an annuity does, but never mentioned the word annuity. And they were all in. So, Greg, annuities kind of have a little image problem. How do you deal with that when people walk through the door and say, here's what you need, but we've got to get over that stigma that's going on?
Well, I'm going to help the annuities out. I'm writing the book right now saying don't say the A word.
Okay.
And it's about the misalignment, the lies, the mischaracterizations of annuities. And I got a story actually last week. We hired a retirement planner down in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And he was leaving because he wanted a different opportunity to provide more services. Yeah, obviously had been following us, following our podcast, following our services. And before he left, his advisors, his quote unquote bosses, were trying to talk them out of it. And they're like, we know about Golden Reserve. They just sell annuities. And this guy called and he said, that's actually not at all what they do. And here's what they do. And they actually have money in the market. And they do all these other things, but they actually provide taxes and you guys don't. They provide legal services and you guys don't. They actually do services that I've been talking about for a decade that you guys haven't added on. And I think I can make a bigger impact going there than staying here. So he actually went out of his way to tell them that before coming over, which felt really good, right? And I think that's the perfect example. If those guys obviously had people using conservative investments, like it's not just annuities, it can be CDs, right? Like they hate CDs like they hate annuities. anything that takes away from their 1% fee. Because if you buy a CD, if you buy an annuity, that traditional financial advisor that you see at every corner takes a pay cut. Mm-hmm. And if you can't see that, that's the big issue. It's all self-interest. It has nothing to do with what an annuity is. It has to do about their wallet, how much money they get to take out of your accounts, and that number gets smaller if you use conservative investments. And shame on them for obviously not being honest about it, because it's like, is it really the annuity? Because when you talk about annuity, what is it? It's a tax-deferred CD. There's nothing booga, booga, booga about it. It is a tax-deferred, tax-preferential, fixed insurance product that has more access than a CD and more, obviously, you know, reallocation. You can have more options. You can change it every year. It's a chameleon. And you can take 10% out a year, unlike CDs or bonds. So it's like, where's the fire? And there is no fire. It's literally a trillion-dollar industry, i.e. financial advisors, picking on a billion-dollar industry, annuities. They have more money to pump more propaganda and BS into the internet. I mean, it's criminal.
Phil, do you have to fight this battle? Is this a conversation that comes up when people say, how much am I going to get paid in retirement? Well, let's talk about that. And then you bring that up. Is there a problem there usually? Or is it like, talk to me?
You know, sometimes I think people are more open to it. I mean, last year, 2023, it was somewhere around like $360 billion went into annuities. So clearly, like, they're catching on. And those are educated investors, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like they're getting, you know, talked into using these investments. So they're starting to carve out their realm. And you're seeing that. I think it, like you said in this study, when they mentioned the word annuity and when they didn't, there was a very different outcome. Mm-hmm. And it's also the same thing with folks that have them. I've seen a similar study that when you have had an annuity for 5 or 10 years, how did you like that account? And all of those reviews are positive. So I think as there's getting more experience with these, more folks investing in them, we're going to start seeing more and more folks start to like them and that stigma start to change.
Randy, I think at the end of the day, the biggest question that gets missed here is that conversation of annuity or not having annuity happens too early with almost every financial advisor. It's the last conversation here, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's the last thing we talk about, because we got to figure out what you need versus what you want in retirement by building a fence around our roadmap, building a fence for your fees, your taxes, your market risk, your long-term care. Once we have your assets and your, obviously, you know, your lump sum of cash protected from the four largest risks of retirement, we then run our income tent. Our income tent breaks down how much money you spend last year and how much you received, and then projecting that out with some obviously modest returns over 25 years, what's left? And that gives people the benefit of saying, oh my gosh, I could live this way. And that's taking on very little risk and very, I don't need huge returns and I can do everything I want in retirement. That then leads to, when we break it down, obviously we use everything. We don't just use annuities, right? We use annuities. There's people have CDs, there's cash, money markets, there's index funds, right? Like, we build comprehensive plans, but it's silly to think that we don't want a great tool that checks a lot of boxes for our retirees, not to be a huge part of our plan. And that's how the roadmap brings it all together at the end, Randy, is that we actually do the investment selection at the last part, the GPS breakdown, where we talk about safety, obviously growth, income, and liquidity. That comes at the very end after we get all the work done with the taxes and the legal issues, because that has to happen first. The work has to get done first before you get to dessert.
Well, I always bring up my Aunt Martha. Yes, I have an Aunt Martha. She taught kindergarten in Marion, Indiana for 30 years. Wonderful saint of a woman. She called it making messes for 30 years. And I asked her about her retirement, and she said, well, I've got a teacher's pension and I've got two annuities. And without them, I don't know what I would do. Drop the mic. There it is right there. You're listening to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. We invite you to do that. If it's time to talk about your retirement, let's get the conversation going. If you go to the website, we'll ask you a couple of questions and our team will reach out to you. Or you can reach out to us right now. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We'll be right back with more Expedition Retirement. Why would someone write a book called Fire Your Financial Advisor? Greg Ehler, the president of Golden Reserve, believes there's something seriously wrong with the financial industry. It's an industry that gets paid on how much you've saved. So when you spend your money, they take a pay cut. You see the conflict? They have a vested interest in keeping your money in the stock market and at risk. Greg believes there's a better way. When you call to talk about your retirement, you'll get a free copy. Or go to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. Coming up on the second half of Expedition Retirement, apparently not everybody knows that you have to file an income tax return. Interesting story there. An iconic rock group passes on $500 million, and how Warren Buffett has influenced today's investors. All that coming up on the second half of Expedition Retirement. Okay, so I think we all know that by April 15th, we're supposed to file a return. But apparently that is not the case. This happened just recently on an episode of Judge Judy.
I'm asking you how much you reported your gross income was when you filed your tax returns in April.
They come automatically is what I'm saying. I didn't file them. They're paid for and filed automatically by the company that distributes my royalties.
So is what you're saying you didn't file tax returns in April?
I assume that they're filed automatically through this company that pays me.
Mr. Lefkowitz, when was the last time you put a stamp on tax returns that you sent to the government?
I do not know. I've never filed through that. I just assumed that it was already taken care of in that way.
You assumed wrong.
IRS on line one. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, Phil, I'm hoping that the people who come through your door know that they have to file a tax return. I know that they probably don't know everything that they can about taxes and retirement and how things are different. It's different in your working years than it is in your retirement years, isn't it?
It is. And how could you know everything, right? Taxes are so convoluted and overcomplicated now. And I think we do a lot of assuming. And in retirement, a lot of that assuming is built around the 401ks and IRAs. Mm-hmm. And it's just assuming like, hey, we shouldn't touch this money until we need it or until Uncle Sam makes us at 73. But that's the exact assumption that Uncle Sam wants you to make. And honestly, in this scenario, might want you to make, because that guy's going to pay a ton of penalties after not filing. But that assumption that, hey, I shouldn't touch this money, and it's talked to a lot by financial advisors who are collecting that 1% fee on that account, but that assumption can make you pay in a big way. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about all the time the widows and kiddos penalty, where now on your IRAs and 401ks, when you're retired, filing joint is a great time to pay taxes, whereas when one spouse passes, that surviving spouse is going to pay twice as much. Kids, when they inherit, are going to pay three times as much. So we talk all the time about our tax map planning to focus on getting our total tax bill on our IRA down. Don't make the assumption that Uncle Sam's out for you. Have your own plan when it comes to taxes.
It's a great point, Greg. You talk about it all the time. There's Uncle Sam's plan, and then if you want to go to the effort, there's your plan, and your plan's probably going to work a little better for you.
Yeah, I mean, you ever think about the Uncle Sam plan? It's like, hey, I know this is the largest financial asset you'll ever have. This is your piggy bank, but don't touch it until you're 59. Don't touch it at all. And then you get to 59 and you retire, or maybe get to 60. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, don't touch it. You have to pay taxes on it now. Now you got to pay taxes on it. And you're kind of like, well, this is kind of my life savings. Shouldn't I spend some of it? Oh, no, you're going to pay taxes, Randy. Taxes are bad. And you're just sitting there thinking to yourself, well, how does this work then? Well, don't worry. At 73, you can take out 4% of it. And you're like, 73? That's 13 years from now. I'm not going to be, obviously, you know, almost, you know, halfway or a third of the way through retirement. And you have to think about this game of like, why don't they want me to spend my money? Why don't they want me to use my money? And there's two reasons. One, Phil just hit, they get more taxes. The longer you wait, the more taxes you pay. It's not even arguable. It's a statistical 100% probability, because obviously when one of your spouses pass, which obviously unless you're watching the movie Notebook, someone usually passes before the other. You don't hold hands and pass away together. Mm-hmm. So then that surviving spouse has to pay double the tax rates, the widows. And then obviously when it goes to your kids, as Phil explained, they pay the kiddos penalty. So now you got, obviously you're going from maybe paying 10 or 15% to paying 30 or 40%. So you're doubling or tripling your tax liability. That means in a $1 million IRA, instead of them getting $150,000, they may get $400,000, Randy. $400,000 of your $1 million IRA through the kiddos penalty, because you waited until 73. You passed away. You never took any out. Your IRA got bigger and bigger. It went to your kids. Your kids kind of said, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just pay tax on it because I have to over the next 10 years. So they take it all out and you get crushed. That's reason one. Reason two, if you don't spend it, financial advisors can keep getting their 1.5% fee. Mm-hmm. If you don't spend it, so it's not only a tax trap, it is a financial advisor encourage, regardless of how much it's going to screw you over for taxes and lack of tax planning, their selfishness of not bringing it up. If your financial advisor hasn't brought up IRA tax planning and you're in retirement, you should consider another financial advisor, because there is very clearly a conflict of interest that A, they're doing it purposefully so they can get more money, or B, they're just too dumb and don't understand it. Either – they're both unacceptable, right? And that's the sad part. This is your life savings. This is the most important financial decision you ever make, and they're not planning for the largest tax liability of your lifetime at all. And you can really minimize it to the penny and control it all if you have the right plan. That's why every tax map, everybody that meets us, we give them a free tax map built by our CPAs. That's why we have an internal group of CPAs at Golden Reserve Tax to help us navigate these tax conundrums of your IRA. It's the most important tax planning anyone will ever do in retirement. Now, why does that happen? Those two reasons. You have to ask yourself, is this Greg guy just trying to make good radio, or is this actually true? What else would keep them from helping you plan for IRAs, right? Like planning for the largest tax liability in your, you'll ever have. Our tax map will break down when and how much to take out of your IRA every year. And based on the changes that happen in the tax world, we update it every year. And we have a tax meeting every year purely to address this, because it's that important and it gets missed by the financial industry all the time.
So, Phil, as a retirement planner at Golden Reserve, you see the reaction of people. And we've talked today about not just investments, because a lot of people, that's why they come in. But you've talked about the fee filter, saving them money. Now we're talking about the tax map, saving them money. Is this kind of a shock to people that you guys do all of that to put more money in their pocket and it's not all about investments and you have all of these services? Are they kind of like, wow, I had no idea?
They are, but should they be? Right? Like, people are shocked that, oh, you guys talk taxes. Like, what else would you do? Oh, you just talk about the, you know, A-share mutual funds or whatever investments you have. This is the biggest part of retirement planning when it comes to taxes, is how do we get this IRA out? So we do utilize things like just tax draws to go and spend that money, Roth conversions, whatever it may be. There's a lot of things you can do with that money, but you have to have a plan to get this out. That's the whole point. You spent 40 years saving in these accounts to then use it in retirement. How are we not having a plan to use that money?
Greg says it all the time. Everybody tells you how to put the money in your 401k and your IRA. Nobody tells you how to take it out. That's what we do at Golden Reserve. There is a difference coming to Golden Reserve, and we would love to show you that difference. Give us a look on our website, getyourroadmap.com. The roadmap for retirement has the markets. Certainly, we're going to talk about the market flashlight. We're going to talk about investments. But let's talk about taxes. Let's talk about the money going out that we could leave in. And we'll talk about the fee filter. Let's put more of that money in your pocket. There's a lot to talk about, and let's get to it. Give us a look, getyourroadmap.com or 855-546-2074. We do that at no charge. Well, I've done this already. I've taken a look at what's the summer concert schedule and just seeing who's coming to town. Check the Rolling Stones website, because they're on tour again and Mick Jagger is 80. So I saw him a few years ago and he's still going strong. But at this point, you would think that the Rolling Stones would get in on that trend of selling their music library. Bruce Springsteen and so many others have sold. They think that the Rolling Stones library could be worth $500 million, but they haven't sold. And they asked Mick Jagger about that. He goes, you know what? I think my kids have enough money, and what I'd like to do is give a lot of this to charity. So, Greg, you as an elder law attorney, how many people walk through the door and say, you know what, my kids are set, I put them through college, everything's cool, let's talk about moving my money to other people other than my kids?
Very few.
Okay. All right.
Almost zero. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a, you know, for the people that don't have a lot of money. Now, I don't work with people that have Mick Jagger money.
Right.
When you have, you know, billions and you can give away $100 million and still have another billion, then you can be charitable. Mm-hmm. But when you're trying to get through retirement and not run out of money, and, you know, most of the people I deal with in the Midwest and Michigan and Indiana and Ohio and Kentucky are trying to get by, right? They still touch the greatest, you know, they touch their parents, their grandparents were a part of the, you know, Great Depression. Like, this isn't a world where we have people that, you know, charitable giving starts to spike when you have more than $10 million.
Okay.
And, you know, that's just not usually the world. That's like 0.2% of the population or whatever it is. It's not very many people. And they always talk about charitable giving. Now, some people may not have any kids or any grandkids. And in those circumstances, yes, there are opportunities to talk about charitable giving. But most people are trying to figure out, how do I give it to my kids without making it worse? And I think that's a big part of our plan. We call it the Long-Term Care Compass. But because we control Ehlers Stallings Law Firm, you know, in a lot of ways, we can help them have that conversation and start breaking down, how much do they give their kids? You know, how much do they give their grandkids? At what ages do you break it up? How do you give divorce protection? How do you give creditor protection? How do you keep this money from not screwing up your kid's life? I mean, the lottery effect usually screws up a lot more than it helps. Mm-hmm. So if you have a 22-year-old receiving $1 million, that's usually a bad day for that 22-year-old. They think, oh, what do you mean? It's like, could you imagine being 22 and getting a check for $1 million? Like, holy Jesus, right? Like that is not where you want to be. That's like spring break city.
Yeah.
You know, no one's that, you know, you haven't lived enough life yet. So we try to build with our legal plan and our legal team and our internal attorneys ways to help them navigate. And a lot of times, because people are living longer, it's going to the grandkids. Mm-hmm. So it's even more important to have some structure, because it's probably going to go to the grandkids. You know, that when they pass, their grandkids will probably not be through college yet, right? Like, you know, a lot of times, you know, they'll pass away before college or maybe right after college. So they're trying to figure out, all right, the most common is a third, 25, 30, and 35. I know everyone says, oh, my kids are great kids. They have it all figured out. And it's just like, statistically, they don't, right? IQ has nothing to do with how you inherit money. It's proven fact. It's just bad things happen, because when you have a little bit more IQ, you get even more trouble, because then there's business deals and there's real estate and then obviously taxes. And there's all kinds of trouble that you can get people into giving them money too quickly. So, you know, that's a big piece. And Randy, I'd be remiss not to talk about the long-term care piece, right? Mm-hmm. Long-term care planning is obviously one of the biggest risks in retirement, if not the largest risk, at over $100,000 a year. Most people have no solution. They're crossing their fingers and saying, I hope this doesn't happen to me. Yet everyone they know has someone with Alzheimer's or dementia or Parkinson's. And we have to have a plan, right? Like, let's have a plan, a care plan, and a shield your assets for your surviving spouse or for your kids plan, so that you don't lose it all. And to us, that is a huge part of our long-term care compass. That's why we build it for every client. It's why we sit down with our attorneys, with every client that comes in. That's what makes us retirement planners, not financial advisors, is that we take those extra steps to include legal. We don't refer you. We actually do it with you. And I think that is a huge difference in our industry, where most people are handing out business cards. We're sitting in meetings with attorneys that are part of our team to ensure all of the right hands are talking to the left and we're putting all the pieces of the puzzle together correctly.
So, Phil, Greg talked about passing money on after death. How many of your clients want to see their grandchildren enjoy that money, maybe see them in college or see them with a new car when they're 16 or something like that, and that's going to be their gift to them? They want to see their loved ones enjoy the money while they're still on this planet.
Yeah, I think striking that balance, right, of doing those things, giving to kids and grandkids while you're alive, but also making sure you're not sacrificing your retirement in the meantime, and mm-hmm. you have enough to make it through retirement and you leave money behind. And when I think of estate planning as a non-attorney, I think people really only want to do two things. They want to make sure their money goes to who they want to get it. And then the second one is they want them to get it as tax efficient as possible. Mm-hmm. And so for that first bullet point, going to who they want to get it, that means it not going to the nursing home. It's not going to probate, those types of things. That's what an estate plan is for, right? That's what the elder law attorneys are for, making sure your money goes where you want it to go. And then from a tax planning standpoint, making sure that we're covering that huge tax bill on the front end. So we help that with our group of CPAs and that tax math that we talked about earlier.
Randy, one of the biggest mistakes that people make, they think that they can outthink Uncle Sam. They're like, well, we're going to make some lifetime gifts. We're going to give some stuff away during our lifetime. Do you think Uncle Sam hasn't thought of that? Do you think Medicaid hasn't thought of that? No, we're going to give it away. We're going to put our house in our kids' name, and we're going to mm-hmm. make all these transfers happen. Do you know that you lose your step up in cost basis? Yeah. Do you know that they inherit your cost basis when you make lifetime gifts? Lifetime gifts are the number one mistake that we came across and caused the most problem over our decade of running these law firms. They caused the most heartache, the most tears, the most problems, because people lost, you know, millions of dollars in tax problems. They were not eligible for Medicaid benefits. They screwed up. What if their kids got divorced and they ended up losing houses that they gifted to their kids? Like, there's a lot better ways to get things out of your name versus just giving it to your kids. And if it sounds too easy, folks, it probably is.
Gosh, wouldn't it be easier just to give a card for some attorney instead of approach the son?
One of the things that you'll find coming to Golden Reserve is, as the conversation continues to unfold, again, you may come in and just want to talk about investments. That's going to add to the tax conversation, the fee conversation, talking about health care. And then we're talking about legal documents, the ones that you should have in your life. And that we're not going to send you someplace else to go get that done. We're going to do it right here. at Golden Reserve. Give us a look on our website, getyourroadmap.com. Very simple. Getyourroadmap.com. We'll ask you to put in a little information there, and our team will reach out to you. Or you can give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. Coming up next, how Warren Buffett has influenced a lot of today's investors. We'll see if that's a good thing or not. That's next on Expedition Retirement.
We often use the term climbing the mountain when talking about doing something difficult. Your 30-year work life is a lot like that. You get to the top, plant your flag, and retire. Now what? Did you know that 75% of deaths on Mount Everest happen on the way down? You need a new guide. Go to our website and you'll see that mountain. Meet one of our retirement planners and we'll show you how to get down Retirement Mountain. Find us at getyourroadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler and Phil Huff at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. So Greg shakes his finger at me, wants to slap my hand every time I put one of these big financial talking heads here on the show. But I'm going to do it anyway. Bill Ackman is a guy who's a hedge fund manager on Wall Street. You'll see him on the financial networks. He does pretty well. He's worth about $4 billion. Well, he was recently on TikTok and he talked about how Warren Buffett was one of his great influences. And one of the things he learned from Warren Buffett is about the emotions of investing and investors.
People tend to get excited about investments when stocks are going up, and they get depressed when they're going down. And I think that's just inherently human. You have to reverse that. You have to get excited when things get cheaper, and you got to get concerned when things get more expensive.
All right. So that is a pure Wall Street person talking right there. So, Greg, talk to me about that. And do people get uneasy when they're a Golden Reserve client, when the market goes up and the market goes down and you have to keep them even keel?
Not with our plans, okay, for the most part. I mean, I guess maybe I'll bounce to Phil. I mean, Phil, do you see, I mean, I know you've had worked at some different places. It's a lot different here because we don't take on as much risk. So the market fluctuations don't have nearly the effect on retirement plans that they do at places like Eddie or Fisher or Edelman or obviously some of the other brokerages.
Yeah, if you're going to use like a big name person, Ray Dalio is a big investment person, mm-hmm, and he has a portfolio called the All Weather Portfolio. Now, I don't love the guts of that portfolio, but I like the mindset of we're going to invest in a way that this portfolio is good in any scenario. It's all the time, any type of weather, good years, bad years. We have constructed the portfolio so we're not having to make these emotional plays, because I strongly disagree with the idea of this, you know, playing the emotions and active management, right? That's the idea here. And nobody wins doing that unless you have the platform, which is what Bill Ackman's had. You know, mm-hmm, he's made famous in 2020 when he made a big COVID play. Mm-hmm. He basically bought a short on the market saying it's an investment that if the market goes down, you make a lot of money. And then he started a media tirade hitting, you know, station after station talking about this is the end of the world.
Hell is coming is what he said. Yeah,
hell is coming. He's, yep, inciting that panic, inciting that emotion. He was right. And he made $2.6 billion. Like, there's his money. But the idea that your portfolio shouldn't have emotion built into it. Let's just have a portfolio that works in good times and in bad times.
I love that. Right. Like, I love the idea of, why do we have to speed? I can't think of a better metaphor. So it's just like, why would we speed if we don't have to? You don't speed to the grocery store if you don't have to. And it's like, why would you speed with your life savings? It's the dynamic of the psychology of the financial advisor and the average American retiree, people that have less than, let's say, $3 million, is always amazing to me. You know, that $500,000 to whatever, $3 million, $2.5 million, that client literally almost blindly turns over 30 years of work to their financial advisor without a lot of instructions. And they just sit back for the ride and they hope it works. And I'm like, that feels so un-American. It feels like the baby boomers are such good savers. They're such good planners. They've kicked butt. They built this country, really. You know, the greatest generation, and the baby boomers built this country of what it is now, the greatest GDP run of all time. And I just think to myself, and then at the end of the finish line, I think the problem is people are elated because they think that it's over. They think the race is over. I made it. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, shoot, how did I just lose 30 or 40% of my life savings? I think of someone that retired in 2022 and they're like, I made it. And then they look at the end of the year and they're like, 25% of my assets are gone. And then what do? They take their money out of the market because they're afraid, you know. And then what happens? The market comes back a little bit, but they don't participate in that. And 1/4 of their life savings, a decade of work, a decade. Think about just if you're at home, close your eyes for a second, not if you're driving, and just think of what happened over 10 years of your life and the birthday parties missed and the late nights and the early mornings and the stress and the heartache and the headache and the rough days at work. 10 years of that could be gone in a minute, like a 2022. And you have to ask yourself, not why, what's going to happen next or what the market flashlight might tell you, but is it worth it? Was it worth it? Was it worth chasing a 10% return when you could have got a 6% return guaranteed? Is it worth it for the 3 or 4 extra points? To basic, I got to keep up with inflation or cut. It's all jargon and hoopla. 8 extra dollars a year of bacon is not going to ruin your retirement. And if you step back and take a deep breath and say, what am I doing? That is why Golden Reserve exists. That's why we wrote Fire Your Financial Advisor. That's why we go out throughout the Midwest. That's why we're growing so fast, because we're asking the question, what are we doing? Why are we taking risk we don't need? Because the results could be catastrophic. And it could really compromise your life savings, and it's not worth it.
Well, if you go to our website, which is getyourroadmap.com, you're going to see a mountain. And we use this mountain metaphor an awful lot. You've been climbing to the top of Retirement Mountain, and you get there and you plant your flag and you say, I'm retired. Now you got to get down the mountain. And it takes a different skill and a different guide to go down that mountain, because you're going to encounter a whole bunch of different things. Taxes are different in retirement. Market risk is different in retirement. Fees are different in retirement. And certainly, we're bringing up long-term care and a lot of things that you're going to deal with in a whole different way than you did in your working years. Let's get the right people with you to get you down the mountain. Greg, our roadmap for retirement hits a number of different bullet points here. Let's run through them real quickly, what they get if they call.
Sure. You know, one of the things that Phil talks about, and I'll let him chime in a little bit as we kind of go back and forth quickly through these, our tax map is a plan built by our CPAs that allows them to show them when and how much to take out of their IRA every year to maximize tax savings, not waiting until 73, but utilizing your lower tax rates, avoiding the widow's penalty, avoiding the kiddo's penalty that could cost you big dollars, and we update it every year. Phil, what's the market flashlight get them?
And the market flashlight looks at your internal investments that show you how much risk you're taking. Doesn't tell you if risk is good or bad. It just tells you what would happen to your dollars in real money if we face another 2008, another bad market.
With that, you obviously get tax map, market flashlight. Fee filter shows you what you're paying in investments and what you're paying your advisor. Your advisor will never know if we run this. Obviously, you don't have to give us your, you know, assets for us to run this. We do it at no cost. It's one of those things that shows them, am I getting the value for what I'm paying, not just this year, but over the course of retirement. And the fourth tool, Phil, what break down the long-term care compass?
If the long-term care compass is all about making sure your money goes where you want it to go, you know, making sure that you're not spending down if there's a nursing home stay, making sure you're avoiding probate, that you've got your estate set up to make sure what you've worked hard to save goes to your family.
Those are the four, obviously, tools, Randy. Market flashlight, fee filter, you know, tax map, long-term care compass. And once we get those in place, we run our income tent showing you how much money you're spending last year and how much income you received. And then we project it forward 25 years to see if you're going to run out of money. If you're not, you feel good. If you have a bunch of money at the end of 25, hopefully you spend some more. That's the magic of the roadmap, Randy. And we want to give that to all the listeners if they are obviously interested in having a second opinion to see if there's any gaps in their current plan.
And we do that at no charge. We'll run the roadmap for you. Start here. GetYourRoadmap.com. Pretty easy. GetYourRoadmap.com. Or you can give us a call and start the same process. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We thank you so much for listening, and we hope you give us a call. Let's talk about your retirement. We'll see you next week here on Expedition Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler. To learn more about getting the help you need to and through retirement, go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ayler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ayler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ayler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.